This is episode number 2624 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Forbes released their list of the highest paid actors of 2023.
Oh.
Now, it's a bit ironic that landing at number one is someone who didn't have a single movie in theaters.
Really?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, no, he didn't, did he?
No, but he can thank Netflix for this one.
Oh.
He made four Netflix films last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Four of them. Has a pretty big contract with them going forward.
Yeah.
Now, it's also worth mentioning that unlike previous years, endorsements and any non-entertainment investments were not factored in.
In the Forbes thing? Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, sorry, Mark Wahlberg, Ryan Reynolds, and The Rock.
Well, they're doing just fine on their own, believe me. But that's whatever. That's interesting that Adam Sandler would be number one. I mean, geez. I mean,
not I know.
One
yeah.
theatrical release, but that's a sign of the times, I think. That's a real sign of the times. And we said this a few years ago when Jeff Bezos and Reed were hanging out at the Golden Globes and wining and dining their stars. It's like, wow, these guys are studios now. They're not like, you know, it's not like you got,
right.
you know, Warner Brothers and, you know, all those guys.
And for Netflix films, he got paid a pretty penny.
How much?
Well, so here's your top four. Adam Sandler, $73
million. $73 million? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder it costs $20 a month
to
subscribe to Netflix. We have to pay Adam Sandler's salary.
You know, it's the same type of complaint that a lot of people have about the minimum wage going up because hamburgers will be expensive. It's the same thing. They want to make movies, they got to hire the talent.
Well, they got to make
a profit.
And
they hire the talent. No, they're hiring expensive talent, which makes the cost of the goods go up.
I understand how business works.
Netflix is going to be an expensive hamburger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Number two.
Don't come to California for the hamburgers either.
Margot Robbie.
Well, yeah, she should have been number one. I really think. She was the biggest. She was really the biggest movie star last year and executive producer. She was an executive producer on Barbie.
True.
She gets... Yeah. She's still getting paid for Barbie and will for the rest of her life. As a matter of fact,
she could stop working basically.
She pretty much could.
Yeah.
But the world would be sad if she did, because she's Margot Robbie.
$59 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. And counting, because every time somebody watches Barbie, she gets another ka-ching. Ka-ching. Ka-ching.
Number three. Ka-ching.
Hmm.
Tom Cruise.
Okay, that makes sense.
$45 million.
All right. Okay.
Number four is a tie between Matt Damon and Ryan Gosling.
Matt Damon. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did make him. Well, he was an Oppenheimer. Was he an Oppenheimer? Yes, he was an Oppenheimer. But he was a supporting actor in Oppenheimer. Yeah.
The majority of the Oppenheimer cast was supporting cast.
That's true. That's true. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
you're right. Even Emily Blunt, I think she was considered a supporting. Anyway, my bad. So how much did they make?
43.
Oh, 43 million.
Right below Tom Cruise.
You know, I'm in the wrong business. I should have been a movie star. I got the chops, man. I got the chops. I got the chiseled good looks. You know, I can memorize a line as
could you now?
Good as the rest of them. I don't even need an acting coach.
You're pure raw talent.
Pure raw talent.
Pure raw talent.
Somebody sign me.
Magnetism.
Sign me.
Shania Twain got her own Barbie in honor of International Women's Day.
Hey, good for Shania.
And she celebrated by copying Ryan Gosling's classic line, "Sublime."
Yes.
From the movie.
So Barbies, these are great, by the way, and I think there was some brouhaha that Shania Twain was basically unrecognizable last month around Grammy time because her hair and her face looked a little different. It was like,
The hair, she's And there was the one time that this last year that she wore the cow outfit with the really big tall hat and the black and white spots. It's like, you don't need to.
But I'm curious whether or not her Barbie really looks like her is the thing. Or does she just look like a... Do you need the Shania Twain box to know it's Shania? That's what I want to know.
That's the case with a lot of Barbies. Though.
Yeah,
that's,
of course.
You know, some Barbies just don't quite look like
really
the people.
Hard to capture people's features in a little doll. And the face part of the Barbie doll is very small. Very small.
True, but Shania Twain has got a classic look that you think would be easy to figure out.
I don't know.
And Shania is one of several women getting Barbies, including Viola Davis, Helen Mirren, and Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue, wow. Yeah. I didn't think that she was that big a deal.
In Australia, she is.
I guess she is.
Well,
good on them.
She feels like a woman in Australia.
Yeah, man.
Jim Parsons and Maya Bialik will reunite as Sheldon Cooper and Amy Farrah Fowler.
Oh?
Well, I guess she's actually Amy Farrah Fowler Cooper. And next week's Young Sheldon series finale.
Ah, Young Sheldon's gone away.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's a Big Bang Theory spinoff that's been approved.
Uh-oh.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to hear about it over the summer. That would be cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Depending on who they get. Wow. How can they figure in? Because Young Sheldon, I'm trying to rock this in my mind. Young Sheldon is... Sheldon, before he meets any of them, and then the end game is he and Shamie, being married.
Right?
Nobel Prize winner. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do that. But I'll watch. I'll watch to see.
Well, they'll fast forward or whatever.
Yeah, you know? I know. They've been doing voiceovers. Jim Parsons' voice is a voiceover in every episode. And I know they had Maya Bialik do a couple episodes last year.
Now, who knows? This may be, they may end up with Shamie rocking on a porch somewhere, and it turns out that this has been...
That's possible.
This has been Sheldon's recap of his life.
Oh, you know what? That's right.
Young Sheldon series finale it airs next Thursday on CBS.
All right. Okay. We'll be there.
And John Williams is one prolific composer.
Oh, yes, he is.
His music is everywhere.
It is.
Given he's scored the biggest movie franchises in history, Harrison Ford once said they were playing the theme to Indiana Jones once when he was getting a colonoscopy. That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
Steven Spielberg calls him Johnny.
Yep.
And we'll call Steven Spielberg Stevie.
Yep.
John once said that he wrote a love theme for Luke and Leia in the first Star Wars movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was awkward since, you know, they're siblings.
They are siblings, not lovers.
And George Lucas, who we'll just call George Lucas, never told Johnny about that, it seems.
He had to find out like the rest of us. Sure, an awkward kiss in there. Boy, I tell you what. I don't think George Lucas knew where he was going with the storyline. I don't.
Probably not.
Yeah, because that should have been changed. He changed plenty in the special editions. He should have cut that scene. All right. Thank you so much, Halle Berry. Does she have a Barbie doll of herself? We should check that out.
I don't think so, but I'll check. I'll check.
She deserves
for you, okay?
One. She deserves one.
She does, actually. I think she'd be a great Barbie.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.